This is Afternoon Programming with L.
All right. I always laugh. Sounds like I'm devious or up to something. I have to turn my headphone just a little bit.
What's up with that giggling?
I don't know. It's just, you know. It's
awfully suspect.
No. Let me turn myself up one more time. Whatever. I'm leaving all of this in. Nice. All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 11. Make a wish. Episode 11 of the Not All Here. Or I should say the Not All Here. Oh, my God. I'm thinking of Not All Here.
Okay, but that's because I was thinking of Not All Here. Last episode was 44.
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it? Interesting. Well, this is episode 11 of Afternoon Programming here. And I have a lovely guest. Hello. It's my partner, P the Fury. Hello. Hi. Welcome to the podcast. Oh, you know, I was gonna do it by myself, but then I was like, well, she's here, so why not bring the fairy herself? Before we get started, babe, do you want to promote anything or push anything?
Well, I'm taking a break from my podcast. I guess my TikTok? Although, I don't know if I actually want people to follow my TikTok. I just kind of want to, whoever finds it, finds it. I'm just vibing on TikTok right now because I'm a little bit over talking on my own podcast. But I think it's because I'm doing so much. So nothing new, really.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, follow that. Follow her TikTok, which is P the Fairy, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Instagram, if you have Instagram. Yep. So, Afternoon Program, it's so interesting because I was planning to have a guest, another guest, but then stuff happened, life happens. But I was thinking of like things to talk about. And then I realized I have a little notes thing in my notes app that I have questions that I write down. It's very interesting of basically questions that I'll have random philosophical thoughts of like, it's interesting the way that society works and stuff. The first thing that I wanted to ask you, which I mean, we've spoken about this before, is it's because it's still the craze. We're coming up on Halloween. First, Squiddo games, Squid games. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoyed it, right?
Yeah, it was so beautiful.
You were in love with, I don't know the actor's name, actress's name. The one who blew up and has like now 9 million followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
She's amazing. She was the one of the last people on there. I don't remember her name. I'm sorry, actress.
Yeah. I can like see her name, but I don't want to say it out loud because I'm not going to say it right.
I get that. I really enjoyed it. I really liked it because the storytelling, it looks beautiful. And it's just amazing. Do you think, well, let me ask you this because I think I asked you and I think I told you my opinion on it. But for those who don't know, do you think they're going to make another one?
Yeah, of course.
What if they make another one with her brother and he joined Squid Games?
That'd be ridiculous.
But, you know, they have to up the stakes, right?
That would be ridiculous. That would piss me off.
And he's like, I'm coming to avenge my sister.
Don't do that bullshit.
You never know. But it's so interesting. But I like Squid Games. Do you think if there was a, do you think that really exists?
Squid Games?
Yeah.
I don't know. Billionaires are out here doing weird shit. I feel like we don't really know what they're doing. So I wouldn't put it past them to be experiencing something like this, especially like in another country.
Yeah.
Like
a third world country.
Yeah. Just cause I don't know what billionaires are up to for real.
That makes sense. Cause a part of me kind of goes back and forth of like, I know something's going on. Now, is it to the extent of like what my mind comes up with of like they're playing these crazy Hunger Games in different types of places? Or is it something simple as like, well, we're just making money off of and taking advantage of third world countries type of thing, you know?
Yeah. And then there's the whole like paranoia. I'm not going to call it paranoia because who knows if it's real or not. But like the 13 families who rule the world or whatever.
Oh, like who like founded it.
And the rest of the world is Squid Games and they're not. You know, that's what some people are saying.
Yeah. It's funny. I remember growing up and hearing about that because one thing that I've always learned, and I think a majority of people go through this where like as you get older and you kind of maybe I guess in high school going into college, people start to get into like really crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's when you're first introduced to these different ideas. Mm-hmm. Like the thing that was for me was like the Illuminati. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. They're in the music industry and they're doing these things. And like, I remember that was like a big thing. And then I went like through a deep rabbit hole, did like a deep research on YouTube, mm-hmm. and like YouTube happened to come out and you're like, whoa, all these videos, like this is what happens, you know? And then as I get older, I'm like, I don't know if that really exists, or maybe not to that extent, you know? And so maybe it's just like a more played down version type of thing.
Yeah.
It comes to like, I think it's the same thing for like the government. Mm-hmm. Like I kind of sit in the middle with it where like, I know there's shady stuff that happened in the government, but I think that there's also a mixture of nobody knows what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
And like, it's not all like, yeah, we got this planned till 2030 or whatever.
Yeah, I tweeted about this recently. I was thinking about how like we have a tendency to create this big villain, this big huge monster thing that like we can't touch. This like, I don't know who this mysterious person behind the veil is controlling my life. And it could be the devil even, like, but I feel like there's a tendency for humans, and it's not even like just enemies, even the idea of, not to say that I'm saying that I don't believe in God, but like we have this idea that like this formless thing is behind something, doing something. Yeah. And I just think that that's just one of our coping mechanisms for being alive, because being alive is insane.
Yeah, it is. It's really crazy, because it's funny, because I was actually thinking about that. A thought that popped in my head actually literally like 30 minutes ago. I was thinking, and then I think I've thought about this at various times where, hold on, I actually just forgot the idea. It left me as I was talking about it. It's, when it comes to the thing that people say bad things in the world happen, like, you know, people die, whether it be from disease or not being helped or things like that. Mm-hmm. It makes me think that a lot of time people rationalize like you were saying, like there's this evil out there that is creating, or like this is why this stuff happens. But I think a lot of the times it's like there's always going to be things like this that happen, you know. This is my cynical like I think I used to believe in like, yeah, we can reach a utopia of type of things. But then I think when I think about it, I think a utopia sounds kind of boring and it doesn't sound as like exciting. And I don't know if maybe it's also like how I'm programmed and like what I've, I guess, experienced and stuff. But I almost feel like you kind of have to have a balance of things. And so people kind of be like, well, this is that, there's that evil that's causing this. And we just have to eliminate the evil, when I think maybe most of the time eliminating the evil is a lot of people, you know. It's like people are the evil thing, not necessarily this evil demonic thing going on, you know.
Yeah, it's like people have bad in them. Totally.
But I also think that's actually like a normal thing. Yeah. Like having bad in you.
I was talking about this recently. I'm like, have you ever met a child? Like,
children can be bad if you don't
come out like, yes, sweet, pure, sweet angel babies, but then they also will like grab their mom's hair and like yank it out at the root, you know. Yeah. Like because they didn't feed them on time.
Yeah.
And so I feel like we tend to, we have this obsession with goodness, not all of us, but a lot of people have an obsession with like, even the idea of like a utopia, I think is very interesting, because I'm like, you're assuming that we all have the same definition of what a things should be like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I don't know. I feel like a lot of people think that we're supposed to be these like angelic, divine beings. And it's like, we're great, but we're also pieces of shit.
No, exactly. And I think also, too, it's funny because most of the time what is deemed good and bad, most of the time is done. We only think that way because of whoever came before us and like kind of laid out this like, this is what it is, you know. I mean, that's how like before the Bible, nobody kind of, I don't know if people had a thing of like, this is good or bad. That was kind of like,
there were some religions before.
Oh, well, maybe. And so, but I mean, there were religions who believed in sacrifices. Like, you had to sacrifice, or excuse me, certain like tribes or like just groups of people were like, we have to sacrifice things to this thing. And nowadays people are like, sacrifice? That seems evil. But to them, it was like, no, this is a normal thing.
Yeah.
And so it's just really interesting. And so I had that idea of like, well, I think that things will be like this, and it's just a constant back and forth. But it's just one interesting. And then it also, I had another thought that I actually had to look at it real quick. It reminded me of, it's very...
Hawk's being weird.
Oh yeah, she is. She's just running around here under, literally sliding, army crawling like under the
walking
couch.
Walking slowly and then like...
creating anyway. A whole fantasy in her head. It's very interesting. The idea of redemption, like, it fascinates me. Because I guess maybe I have somewhat of an answer in my head, but I like to talk about it where a lot of the time, I think maybe, and this is only on social media, because I think in normal life, people don't really care. But a lot of the times on social media and like Twitter and stuff like that, if somebody does something bad, like most of the time what happens is people get demonized and they're like, yeah. How dare you? You're such a horrible person. Right. And I remember a long time ago, I don't know if you told me or maybe if I read this somewhere, like in tribes, there are tribes sometimes where if somebody did something bad, they weren't punished. They were more so
ignored
or like shamed. Mm-hmm. Or some people in some tribes, they were actually people accepted them and say, it's okay. Like, you're okay. You're all right. And they more so offered them love. And like, I think there were accounts of like sometimes, I don't know where my sources are, but people would be like, they were accepted, like, it's okay, they were forgiven. And in that forgiveness they felt shame, and they're like, they're like, what, you know, they're like, it's okay, even though, like, for example, I saw a video, and there's videos like this all over YouTube, but I saw a video of, there was a man, I don't know his ethnicity or like what religion he was, but he kind of looked like he was from the Middle East or something like that. And so a daughter of his was murdered. And then they were in a court in the U.S. here, and the guy who was on trial for the murder, he was like, he was on trial, and then the dad wanted to say something, the dad of the daughter that was murdered. And he said that, he's like, I don't hate you. Like, I love you and I forgive you for everything that you've done. And it's very interesting, like that type of thing, because then the guy, now whether or not this guy, what he said after he meant it, that's a whole different thing. But he was like, you know, he felt shame, and he was like, there's nothing I can do to bring this person that you love back. But, you know, it takes a strong person to say something like that, to be like, I don't hate you and I don't want you to die, but I forgive you. And in that, you know, I don't know, however that made that person feel, the whole court was crying. But it's really interesting, the idea of, whoops, the idea of forgiveness. I think that there's parts of me sometimes speaking on like redemption, and things like, a lot of times I kind of feel like, and like I said, this might be only because I'm only looking at it through the social media glasses. Mm-hmm. Cause I feel like normal people are like, shit happens, but social media kind of seems like, no, we won't forgive you and you shouldn't have a job anymore.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Versus like, I feel like, more so the thing is like, well, that's bad. Sure. You should feel ashamed, yeah. But like, people are going to be people, and people are, you know, like there's room to make a mistake.
Yeah.
Not that you should, but it's like learning from your decisions. And, you know, sometimes we don't make the best decisions, but we should learn from those mistakes. And so, it's very interesting. Like, I had that thought of like, I wonder if there will come a time where maybe on social media that'll reflect like what I think. Like, of course people do bad things, right? Some people might say that certain things are unforgivable, but at the end of the day, this is like the human experience. And like you were saying, it's kind of crazy that we're alive in the first place. It's kind of crazy that we've made it this far to this point, you know?
Yeah.
And so, redemption, I think redemption is a good thing. Cause like sometimes, most of the time, I guess maybe also too in stories, most of the time that's what's like, I guess in certain stories, like people try to rise to the occasion and they fall, but then they make up for it and come back and, you know, be stronger. Cause it's like back in the day when, like, I don't know if your parents ever told you like this, because I know your parents, were immigrants, but like my dad was, but like even my dad, he believed in like, you know, if you make a mistake, like you still have the opportunity to come back and be better than you were before. Or like, you know, just do better. sure, I was like shamed at times, but then they were like, well, what do you do now?
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like, what else can you do? Especially with like, if you're raising a child and they mess up, you're going to punish them for the rest of their lives. Like you're eight and you failed.
It's interesting because I know, I think you heard the podcast. It's funny because back in the day, it was like Bill Burr talking about it. He was like, grown men would yell at babies because they were crying. Like that was a thing back in the day. Like they would, like as if the baby did something, the baby's just being a baby.
Right.
You know, but, I don't know. Some people, I think maybe sometimes people feel like they have some sort of power.
Yeah.
And I think when people come into a position of power or feeling that they have power, that they can do something to somebody, I think sometimes that's kind of like getting drunk with power.
Yeah. And it happens on the internet all the time.
Yeah.
And like for whenever I feel like, you know, the whole red flag meme that's going around.
Oh, yeah.
People who are obsessed with holding other people accountable, that's a red flag to me. That's real sus. Like, I'm like, you like controlling people. Like, if you're obsessed with, they need to be held accountable. They need to be held accountable. We need to hold these people accountable. And it's like, who are you? Yeah. Like, who? And of course, this is not with, like, every single thing. I don't know if, like, a mass murderer, they should probably go to jail, I guess, so they don't keep killing people.
Yeah.
But people are like, this person, they said this, and they need to be held accountable. And it's like, who's in charge of these accounts that are being held? Like, and that's, I feel like that obsession with what other people are doing or with other people's like morality, the obsession with controlling morality is just really wild to me. And I feel like it's definitely more of an internet thing than a real life thing. Cause I think about like, well, maybe this is just me, but like the people in my life, they're not obsessed with morality. Like they're just like, I don't know, I do fucked up shit. Who's gonna like, you know, like I feel like the people who I know are actively like, yeah, I'm sometimes terrible, but mostly I'm good. Like I'm a pretty great person most of the time. And we're not really concerned with holding each other accountable all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, you're an adult. I'm an adult. Do your job as an adult. I don't know.
No. That makes a lot of sense. Cause I think for me, more than anything, I try to hold myself to a certain standard, and I am my own, like if I'm being lazy or I'm not doing something I know that I can do better at, I'm like, come on, what the fuck are you doing? You know you better. And I have to give myself that little pep talk, like, okay, fine, you're right, me. Like, I know I can do better. Okay, so let's do better. And so versus like, that's what I know me, because you know me, I have a problem with authority. So I don't like people telling me how to do things or what to do. And so at the most of the time, I'm just like people, I'm like, look, I don't care what y'all do in my life, or not my life, but I don't care what y'all do with y'all's lives. Just leave me out of it. And like, you know, I wish social media was like that, but I guess it's just maybe on social media, people kind of feel like we're all in this together. I'm allowed to say certain things.
And I feel like, okay, so while I was talking, I was thinking about, while I was like being held accountable, blah, 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 I'm thinking about like people who sexually assault people, right? And people are like, we should hold these people accountable.
Yeah.
But when people are holding people who have sexually assaulted people accountable, I think they're just trying to punish them, which, and I, like, of course, because they hurt someone, they want to punish them, but it's like, stop calling it holding people accountable. You want to punish them. Like, be honest about what you're trying to do to this other person. Like, I don't know, be straight up, because you're trying to take this like moral high road, and it's like, you don't want to take a moral high road. You want to destroy them.
Yeah.
Be honest.
That makes a lot of sense. It's so interesting. Cause like, especially with topics like like on certain subjects like that, that's a very sensitive thing, and people are like, we need to kill him or we need to burn him, being like, all right, hold on, you know, because of how society set up, we have rules. And most of the time, and what's crazy to me is like, so say somebody commits a crime like that, and let's say, okay, they're like, you got to do 5 years in jail. They do their 5 years. Technically, by the law, they're like, well, you've done your time. You did the crime, you did your time, that's it.
Right.
You know, and then afterwards, maybe they'll have to register or whatever, saying that they did this. But people sometimes still are like, no, you're still that thing. Like, you're you know, in you, versus being like, well, you did your time, you know?
Yeah. Because, I mean, just punishing someone for a certain amount of time, how do you know that that's, you know, doing anything. Like, if at the end of the day, people have to hold themselves accountable. And what happens when people demonize other people is that they reject accountability for, like, they're just like, accountability means that I'm terrible, like this person is saying, and that I'm deserving of this, like, terrible, horrible shame, blah, 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 like this person is saying. And they're like, I'm going to protect myself against the vitriol coming from other people. And so they might not even hold themselves accountable because of the way that people are responding. Yeah. And so that's why I'm big on, like, let people be adults, yeah, and like let them be introspective and take responsibility for their own experience, because punishing them for 5 years, how do you know that that's doing anything?
Yeah, it's kind of like the whole thing. There's a thing that I don't know if you remember that they used to say, or they still probably say it to this day, where it's like incarceration without rehabilitation means nothing. And so, like, you kind of have to, like, I almost feel like, and I think I side with people who, most of the time, a lot of the people who are in jail probably just needed like a therapist, or they needed like a psychologist to talk through certain things and, you know, deal with certain issues that maybe happened in their lives, whether it be through children or as a child, or and through, you know, teenage to adulthood. And most of the time, I mean, we see none of that's offered.
Right.
It's always like you're going to jail. It's
just, I think that's the easiest thing to do, is just put people away.
Yeah. Versus like actually putting in the money and time to like help these people actually be what people deem good citizens, you know, or like helping them heal, really, more than anything. It's just trying to help people heal. And most of the time people don't want to heal because, like you said, it's easier to burn someone than it is to heal.
We have a lot of police vibes in our, in our culture.
Yeah. Very much. People are like, police, police, like that meme, that guy yelling. But, no, definitely it's so interesting, you know. It kind of makes me wonder of, like, you know, because a part of me does believe in that more so, like, we should help people more so than we, you know, slap them on, like, on the wrist or whatever. Be like, well, no. Like, if somebody commits a crime, depending, I guess, on the crime or just whatever, let them see a psychologist. Let them see, you know, versus, like, all right, you get locked up for 30 years.
Right. But then again, some people don't care about rehabilitation, because I'm thinking about, like, if someone was to, like, I don't know, hurt my brother or something like that, because that's like my favorite person.
I
want them hurt. And it's because, and I'm going to own it. Like, I'm not trying to hold the criminal accountable. I want you to feel pain. Yeah. That's what I want, because you caused someone that I love pain. Mm. And so, like, I just, if we could be straight up.
That's interesting, because that's another thing that is, like, so interesting to me about humans, because we have that ability to be that emotional intelligence in us, which, like, it's a good, I deem it as a good thing. But in certain situations, like, you know, if it's a stranger, you'd be like, you know what, they should be helped. But if it's somebody that's close to you, you're like, what? I'm about to kill them. Like, you know, type of thing. And so it's so interesting, because, like, one thing that I try to do, but I think it's impossible, is I sometimes try to separate emotion from the decision or the reaction, you know, and it's not, and I don't know if it's possible, but it's not easy, trying to, like, be like, I know that, you know, if for example, like, I know this person hurt someone that I love dearly, you know, like that courtroom example I told you, the guy, that guy murdered the guy's daughter, and then he was, like, still able to be like, I'm not angry at you.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at you.
But it takes that pause.
Yeah.
And I feel like it takes being honest as well, and, like, letting yourself know, I'm pissed because you hurt somebody I love and I want to hurt you. And then once you acknowledge and, like, you're honest about how you're actually feeling, then you can decide, okay, well, like, what's the best course of action here? Yeah. Knowing how humans work, knowing how to make the world a better place and, like, heal the world. Now, what can I do? Exactly. Rather than trying to pretend to be people who are fixing things and putting it under the guise of punishment, like, or sorry, under the guise of responsibility.
And that makes a lot of sense. And it's a very difficult thing, to, I guess, do, in this world, especially when, like, I mean, especially on social media, a lot of it reacting is very emotional, and it's a very, like, versus, like, it's just kind of like, I guess, one thing I would always try to advise people, like, if you're emotionally responding to a tweet or a post that somebody posted, I would most so think that, okay, type up whatever you're going to tweet, But then put your phone down, walk away for 5 minutes, and then come back after you've kind of let your emotions come through, and then see whether or not you still want to post. If you still want to post it, cool, whatever. Right. But
I think it'd be great if every time we posted something crazy to somebody, our address was posted.
and then that'd be hilarious, because I can already think of the memes of like, pull up, like type of thing. Like, here's the address. This is where I'm at right now. That's so funny. There was a thing like that for YouTube comments, because, you know, YouTube comments are like toxic. They're like really poisonous. And like people like will say some of the most outlandish shit. And then there was a thing because of sometimes, you know, people were affected. People were saying, well, maybe what should happen is if you do have an account, you have to like verify who you are, where mm-hmm. you live and everything. So that way, like, people can't hide behind the how do you say it? An anonymity.
Yeah.
And they can't hide behind this fake egg picture or this this picture of some meme or something. And like, because I think it would be different. The conversation would be different. People are like, oh, if I post this, they know where I live, you know? And most of the time, you know, but most, I think a lot of that is like, they're just a bunch of like little kids who are just, they don't know how, they're not, they're just learning about like, oh, comments can hurt people.
Yeah. And that makes sense. That makes sense. If they're, especially because I'm like, TikTok, for instance, is another very, the comments on TikTok are so wild. But then someone was letting, like, I was talking, I heard it somewhere, someone was talking to me about it, but they're like, a lot of people who are on TikTok are like, teenagers or like young people, their prefrontal cortex isn't fully developed. And obviously if you are younger, you don't actually have a lot of authority and autonomy over your body yet. And so you feel like you have authority when you talk crazy to people on the internet. It feels like you have power. And that's kind of like the only place where some people can have power. And so it makes sense that they would like, I'm just gonna say stuff because I feel really, you know.
No, definitely. But no, I get that, because like TikTok is like that. See, and that's where like I hope that people, I guess kids who are on TikTok, hopefully they have some sort of parent or guidance like this. Like, look, like there's crazy people on here. Just know that at the end of the day, they don't know you, or they don't know like your life and stuff like that.
Right.
Because people would just say stuff on there. Because like, I'll tell you, I've told you many times when I'll play like the game here, like, and I'll be online and people will say some outlandish shit. And then I'll say some ridiculous shit to them, but I'm trying to throw them off to be ridiculous, to let them know that this isn't real. Like, people like to talk tough online. Like, I think somebody one time was like saying, like, cursing out somebody, whatever. And then like I said some left field outlandish shit that didn't make sense to the conversation, and they're like, huh? And I'm like, yeah, this isn't real. Yeah,
why are you so mad? This is the internet. Literally turn your Wi-Fi router off. What the fuck?
Exactly. And so they have a thing for that on if you're playing like a game. I think it's mostly camping, but it's called getting tilted. And basically that's what it's called, getting tilted. And if you get tilted, basically it's like you're angry and you're upset, and then you're just like, you know, have this wave of like, fucking, hey, y'all suck, you suck, you suck, this whole team sucks type of thing, whatever. And most of the time people are like, look, if you feel tilted, just get away, like step away, because then you're too invested into this thing that's just like a game.
But then I'm thinking about it from an emotional expression standpoint, and how people do need to get their emotional expression out of their body. And maybe that's like the one place where they can release rage and angst and things like that. Because when I was young, I was very angsty and very angry.
Yeah.
And so
then you have puberty hitting these kids, and they're like, what is going on?
And they have this, and I can't even imagine what that's like. Like me having gone through my angst, because I was insane. I was very angry as a child, as a youth, but I didn't have all of this. I probably wouldn't got in internet fights all the time, so that makes sense.
I mean, because I know I get upset at times, but then I always have that voice that my subconscious tell me, bro, just a game. And I'm like, god damn it, I know you're right, but then I feel like I have to let it out.
And
then
you're mad, so 5 minutes
and then be like, okay, I'm fine,
yeah,
let's go again. It's just, I guess, you know, learning to be like, well, you're at your limit, you know, or whatever.
But. Yeah. And like, I guess my for me, since I'm kind of out in the public. Mm-hmm. And so my way of dealing with this is filtering people's anger aimed at me. So like, I will just block people. It's like, you want to be mad? Okay. But do it at your house.
Mm. Yeah.
And if I don't know where you live and I can't come and fight you, I'm just going to block you, because that's like, that's not fair. You don't get to just bah at me and I can't punch you in the face. Like, so I'm just going to block you.
Yeah.
And that's how I deal with
you know, that. And you know, what's funny about that, which I don't understand. I guess it's people. It's like, do you, so wait, first before I go into, so do you know that meme where like, it's like a poorly drawn meme where it's like somebody that has a mask on, it's a smiling face, but behind the smiling face is somebody crying.
Yeah.
Because like, what I don't understand is when you, because you have the ability to block people, and this makes me laugh so far. When somebody blocks you, people will try to make fun of you for blocking them. They're like, haha, she blocked me. Like, or he or she blocked me, or they or whatever. But then in my mind, I'm like, well, why are you laughing? Like, you can't talk to him anymore. Like, it's it. Like, it, and it reminded me of that meme. I'm like, they blocked me. Like, they're crying because they're like, oh my God, you know? And so I never understood the, cause I'm like, yeah, like I would block, I've blocked plenty of people who I'm like, yeah, I just don't want to interact with this person.
Yeah.
And you know, cause I have that, but it's so funny that like, I guess people will try to be like, make fun of you for that. But like, why are you making fun of me? You don't have access to me anymore. You lost that.
And if you were blocked, you're probably a weirdo. So.
No, exactly. But it's so interesting. This whole, I can only imagine what it's going to be like in, I was going to say 10 years, but I'd say 5 years, with just because of the speed of time.
I'm going to teach my kids to be hackers. Find their IP address.
Oh my God, no.
Go find out where they live at. If they want to talk crazy on the internet.
And then you're on the news.
Well.
Oh my God. Oh my Lord.
But that's, I won't do that.
That's so hilarious. But it's going to be so interesting. And so I'm interested to see where the next thing goes now, because I think my state of mind is like, okay, where do we go from here? Because I'm always fascinated. People are like, we're going to go, you know, we're like the possibilities are endless as to where you can go.
I've been thinking about that, because I'm thinking about like my mom. I was on the phone with her the other day because like her website, some weird shit happened with it. And I'm like, what am I going to be confused about when I'm her age? I'm going to be like, my cyborg won't ringing the doorbell and I don't know how to get it to stop. I'm going to call my kid. Like, how do you get the robots to stop cleaning?
Like, oh, mom, you don't know. I get scared of that sometimes, too, because I think for me, the reason why I get scared is because I get scared of being left behind and like losing, like, and I know it'll happen eventually, because then I'll probably be like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
But like me not, it's sort of like seeing it happen. I'm like, huh? Like, you know, oh yeah, there's this new telephone. You press one button and you FaceTime with somebody randomly in the world. I'm like, what? How do you, what? You know, but it's just interesting. All right. I'm gearing up towards the end. This is a really great conversation.
I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
I said mean things.
No, who cares?
That's true.
I think the thing is like, whenever someone, like if somebody ever gets upset, like at the things that you say, my thing is like, wow, you hold that much space,
yeah,
you know, in them that they're so like affected. And it's very interesting. That's why
that's a trigger of mine, is being accidentally mean.
Being accidentally mean?
Because like, I'm like, when I said out loud, I said mean stuff. I'm like, did I actually say anything mean? I'm like, I think I'm just used to people thinking that I'm mean.
No.
And so I'm like,
yeah, I don't know. That's interesting, because like, I get that, but I think it all come like the you know you're mean if the intention is there. It's all about the intent, isn't it? Like if you're purposely like, I'm about to hurt somebody's feelings, like that's your intent, versus like,
just being honest.
This is one thing that grinds my gears. Is
you
that
know what grinds my gears?
What I don't like is when I do, but I do this a lot. And so like sometimes people will get upset at me or something, but like I'll say something because I'm working through it. Like most of the time, like I relate to comedians a lot because I like comedians that make people laugh. And sometimes I'm working through an idea and trying to understand it completely. I'm looking at the blueprints of it and I'm like, all right, so how did this form? Okay. What does this mean? And I'll say stuff like out loud, be like, what is this? What is this? You know, I'm almost like a scientist, so like looking at a formula. I'm like, okay, so if A plus X equals this, da da da. I'm just working through it. I might not even believe it wholeheartedly, but the way that I work through it sometimes is by saying things out loud. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's that Gemini rising.
Yep. And, and so like people will get upset, and then I'll be like, well, no, I, you know, or like I remember one time, and I am a little ashamed because of this happening one time. But I remember I used to work at this old job, and there was this guy who he was part of this videography team that I was on. And there was a, what's it called? This is, do you know who Mr. Beast is? The YouTuber?
Yeah.
So, you know, he's always giving away stuff, money and whatever. I remember this is when he was first like becoming very, very popular. And I remember like they had pulled up a video of his where he was giving away cars to like people. And I was like, I was very cynical. I was like, this isn't real. And then this guy was like, yeah, it's totally real. Like, it's really real. Now, when I said it isn't real, I was more so in doubt. And like at the same time, I didn't care. But I guess maybe the way I said it sounded like I cared. And so I have like this false thing up. And he was like, I was like, how does he do that where this is possible? In my brain, I couldn't fathom the idea of like, well, how much money is he making that he's able to do this? Blah, blah, blah. I'm working through all this thing. And so it was funny because on the team, people were like, yeah, this is real. This is like all real. And I was like, this doesn't seem real.
Something's not sitting right.
Something's not sitting right with me that he's doing this. And then I remember the other dude was getting very upset because I was saying it wasn't real.
Oh, gosh.
And then I was like, I don't think so. And then I was trying to, I think at the end of it, I was like, well, look, if you believe it's real, but also know that there's the likelihood and there's a chance that this might not be real. Not all of it, at least. And he got upset. And then he started to go into like detail and stuff. And then I was like, oh, I think he thinks I care.
See, okay. I think this is the intersection of your Aquarius placements and your Gemini placements, because you just be liking to be a contrarian.
Sometimes I do, yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I think it's probably because what happens is it activates whenever there needs to be a balance. And so...
All right.
But no, I think what happens is like I'll speak about things and then like... Because I can tell when I really care about something. Now, some of those times whenever somebody's talking about something, the way that they're talking to me, if I feel like they're trying to belittle me, I'm like, okay, I'm about to disagree with you just to make you upset and get you to go the distance with me. And then at the end, be like, I don't care.
See, you remember when in the beginning of the episode when I said that people ain't shit? That's a little ain't shit little habit right there.
I'm not upset at myself. This is who I am. I know who I am. Like, I'm happy with who I am. And so... But at the same time, it's like being alive is crazy.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, but then my thing, I could flip it. I'm like, wow, you care so much about this YouTuber that you know.
Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea.
But anyway, I mean, he seems like a cool guy. I wish he'd give me money. But it was just so interesting. And so I can't remember where I started, where I was going with that. But I have that sometimes where I think what it is, I like to ask a lot of questions. And then what happens is I don't believe it until I'm like, well, show me proof that this is real. Like, I need on paper, give me your tax information, give me all this so I can prove that it's real. Because most of the time I don't take people's word for it.
Yeah, and I think that's smart.
Yeah, but then a lot of people probably like, there's people in my life I've met who don't like me because of that.
Oh, God.
But then it was funny because the guy ended up, he was only there for a little bit. He ended up leaving. And I was like, yeah, he probably, I was like, oh, did I have something to do with that?
LOL. And it's so funny because like, I don't have proof for most of the things that I say, except for like my own experience that has confirmed like my stuff. And yeah. Some people are like, prove it. I'm like, nope, I don't know how to do that. See,
and that's really interesting because for me, because at first I'm like, I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know what type of experiments are, you know, happening. But I think it's the way that you spoke about it. I was like, oh, she sounds like she knows a lot about this. And she's very knowledgeable in this area. And so I was like, whatever. Like at the end, and I was like, well, she's not talking down to me as if like I should believe it too. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, I'm going to let her, you know, do her thing. And so.
So you look for proof when people are trying to convince you of something.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Of course.
That makes sense.
Because it's like, I think I saw something recently, but like people are like, oh, it's like the thing that I told you a while back where somebody at my little part-time job, somebody was like, I was wearing Bluetooth headphones. And then this other guy I didn't know was talking to a guy that I did know at the job. And he was like, a guy came over. He's like, do you like your Bluetooth headphones? I was like, yeah, they're great. I've had them for years. And he was like,
do you know you're going to die?
Yeah, basically the other guy was like, do you know Bluetooth headphones give you cancer? And then my brain was like, hold on. wait a second. And then I was like, what do you mean? Like, what are you you're saying that you get cancer automatically, or what are you saying? And then he was like, he's like, no, he says that, you know, people get cancer on that. And then my brain started to go, I've never heard a study. I've never heard anything, never proof or anything like that. And so I was asking him, I was like, you probably have as just as much likelihood of getting cancer from headphones as you do as using a microwave, or like just all these other cell phones and stuff like that. So I'm going to take my chances. And then the guy looked at me like, excuse me? And I was like, bro, you're not a scientist. You work at this little dealership here. Like, am I supposed to just take your word for it? You know, but it was just funny and interesting. But I do that to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and then when I don't care, I just agree and I just keep it moving. And I'm just like, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. And yep. Then people are like, see, he's with me. And I'm like, I just want to get out of here because I don't like talking to people. But it's so funny. But yeah, well, it's almost Halloween because I think I'll have one more episode before Halloween. Will I? Let me see. Will I have a Halloween costume episode? Oh my God. No, I won't.
I ordered my costume on Amazon.
Oh yeah. I have one more episode before Halloween. You ordered it?
Yeah.
I haven't ordered mine yet. I have to order mine.
Hurry up.
I know. Yeah. Halloween's in almost a week. It's a week and a half away. But I'll have one more. I was going to say maybe I'll do the next episode in a costume. No.
Come on. You should do it.
No, that'd be funny. But I'm still going to say that even though like Halloween's coming up, make sure you be safe because we don't need nobody getting in trouble. Just have a good time. Take a lift. Don't drink and drive. Be safe. But wait, did you tell me what you're going to be for Halloween?
No.
Okay. You already know what I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could tell you. It's really dumb. It's not anything special.
Oh, I was like, I didn't know if you wanted to tell the people.
I don't care. It's just a jumpsuit with a skeleton on it.
Oh my God. You look like the skeleton crew. That's funny. So a jumpsuit with the skeleton on. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be the guy that looks like he's getting kidnapped by an alien.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be funny. That's going to be super funny because like I'm not going to get it. I'm going to get so much fun out of it.
You need to check shipping times.
I think I have Amazon Prime. It'll be
okay. All right.
But anyway, that's the end of the episode. Afternoon programming, episode 11. Our dog is running around here because she wants us to take her out. So we're about to do that.
Ranting and raving.
Uh-huh. But thank you to everyone who's been listening. Or if you're watching on the YouTube, make sure you subscribe on YouTube. If you're listening, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. Really helps reach new listeners. Follow Afternoon Programming on Instagram at Afternoon Programming. And I will catch you on the next episode. Thanks, babe.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye.
Bye.